Senator Dastyari's announcement came in the Senate this morning after a conversation with Mr. Shorten last night.
I've never had a briefing by any Australian security agency ever. I've never passed on classified information and I've never been in the possession of any. As I've repeatedly said, if I was ever given any security advice from any agency, I would follow it to the letter. I want to be absolutely clear. I could not be a prouder Australian. My family was lucky enough to leave a war-torn Iran to start a new life in this amazing land. I find the inferences that I'm anything but a patriotic Australian deeply hurtful.
It comes after a leaked audio recording from June last year revealed the senator made strong comments in support of China's territorial claims in the South China Sea.
The Chinese integrity of its borders is a matter for China, and the role that Australia should be playing as a friend is to know that with the several thousand years of history, thousands of years of history where it is and isn't our place to be involved. And as a supporter of China and a friend of China, the Australian Labor Party needs to play an important role in maintaining that relationship.
The New South Wales senator had previously downplayed the comments, saying he incorrectly mumbled an answer to a question. As he announced he was standing down, the senator told the Senate his memory of what he told the journalists did not match up.
A recent audio recording shocked me as it did not match my recollection of events. I take responsibility for the subsequent mischaracterisation. When a public official makes a statement that contradicts events, there are consequences.
It comes after a report he had warned a Chinese businessman his phone was likely being monitored by security agencies. Opposition leader Bill Shorten told Senator Dastyari his position is untenable, but said he accepts Senator Dastyari's word that he has never disclosed any classified information. But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Senator Dastyari should get out of federal politics altogether.
Dastyari has shown he does not put Australia first and he does not owe his first loyalty to Australia. Sam Dastyari has shown that he is not on Australia's side and it's time he got out of Australia's Parliament.
Attorney General George Brandis says that whilst he bears no personal grudge against Senator Dastyari, he has erred so gravely there can be no sympathy for him on a professional level.
Whatever human sympathy one may feel for Senator Dastyari, who I must say I like personally, we are, all of us, in this chamber and in this Parliament, accountable for our conduct. And the conduct of Senator Dastyari that has been disclosed in the last 2 days falls so far short of the expectations of people who serve in this Parliament that it is a scandal.
But Labor Senator Doug Cameron raises the issue of political donations and potential foreign influence, this time on the federal government's side.
Will he bounce back? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what the situation is. But, you know, I've got to say to you, I think there's been, worst examples in terms of providing China with preferential treatment. And that's been Andrew Robb, who, as the Minister for Trade, came up with a China free trade agreement that provides nearly unlimited access to Chinese workers into this country, no consideration of Australian jobs in that agreement. And then as soon as he finished in Parliament, he goes and works for a Chinese company. You know, so I think there are issues. We've said that foreign donations should be banned, and it's really up to the federal government to step in and support that position to make sure there is no impression of any undue influence.